And right now, it is time to take five for your community. And this morning, I'm very pleased to be joined. We've got some special guests from Parkside Elementary joining us. We're going to be talking about Leadership Day, which is coming up this Friday. We're going to be talking about that. And we're also going to be talking about Parkside's Leader in Me, the 7 Habits of Happy Kids. And I am joined by three of them who are here to talk about what they are learning with the 7 Habits. So I'm going to start with, I'm going to welcome Adeline Underwood, Ellie Miller, and Jazz McCullough. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Well, I'm glad you guys can make it out here and talk about this. Adeline, I'm going to start with you. Third grade, right? All right, so let me ask you, can you tell us about some of the characters you've learned about studying and learning the 7 Habits?
Ellie is a little mouse, and she talks like a baby sometimes. She wears these really clunky high heels. There's the bunny rabbit jumper, and he bounces everywhere. He wears sometimes a hot top hat on his head. That's most of the characters we really talk about.
Oh, that's very good. Now, do you have a favorite habit?
Yes. My favorite habit is habit number 3, work first, then play.
Wow. Wow. Okay. That's pretty good. Let's see. Work first, then play. Now, that sounds like something grown-ups should pick up on that as well, shouldn't they?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Adeline. Okay, Ellie Miller, 4th grader, right?
Yes.
All right, let me ask you, how has learning and using these 7 habits helped you during the school and at home?
Well, my mom has said that I help her a lot at home, and at school I try to get along with everyone and help as many people and support as many people as I can.
That's good. That's very good. Now, do you have a favorite habit?
Yes, habit 5. Seek first to understand, then to be understood.
Very good. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Again, more good advice for us grown-ups. So thank you, Ellie. And then Jazz McCullough joining. Jazz, you're in 5th grade, right?
Yes.
All right, Jazz. So let me ask you, what are some of the activities that you guys have been doing and learning and using the 7 habits over the last couple of years?
Well, we have a new book that we have to study. It basically talks about the 7 habits and how we should use them. And every few months or so, we have a special, how should I put this?
Okay.
Assembly in our gymnasium about the 7 habits and those who have mastered them that year and that month.
Okay, very good. So, do you have a favorite habit?
I would honestly have to say it'd have to be sharpen the saw, because it's mostly about making sure you are ripe and ready for everything.
Wow, I like that. Sharpen the saw. That's cool. Okay, well, guys, listen. Jazz, thank you. You guys, I'm glad you're out here and appreciate what you guys are learning. Rose West is out here as well. And Rose, I wanted to ask you, because Friday is Leadership Day, right? And this is kind of where everybody can kind of see all that they're picking up from the 7 Habits, right?
Yes. We've invited school board members, business professionals, members of the clergy, just important folks in our community to come to Parkside on Friday, May the 3rd, in order to see our kids in action, because we have a pretty great group of children and young leaders at Parkside Elementary. So we're looking forward to greeting our guests this Friday.
Well, we're looking forward to that. And again, these 7 habits aren't just for the kids. They're for all of us to pick up on. So, you know, if they can learn them, we need to learn them as well. Okay, Rose, thank you. Adeline, Ellie, Jazz, appreciate you guys coming out here. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.